And because everyone has been restricted from travelling away from home, whether it's interstate or internationally, you might have picked up on one or two new documentary series. And joining us to discuss the rise of documentaries is the General Manager of Factual at Foxtel, Jim Buchan. Jim, good morning.
Good morning.
What have you found with your research amongst viewing habits with regards to documentaries? Because documentaries are on the up, I understand.
Absolutely. We did a bit of research and it's at an all-time high. 89% of Australians have been tuning in to watch a documentary or doco series in the last 18 months. And I guess it's escapism from the news cycle or just wanting to learn a little bit more about topics that are in debate amongst a lot of people online, I guess. But yeah, it's a growing trend and we're right onto it.
Now, I must admit, I'm a little bit of a history nerd myself. Where does history and world events rank as far as documentaries?
Absolutely at the top there. In fact, our history channel has spiked to 35% up year on year, but it's probably understandable that world events and history just resonate now. We're in the middle of a once-a-century pandemic. Obviously, the Spanish flu happened in 1918, and it's just a timely moment to reflect and see how other generations dealt with similar challenges. So it makes sense.
Speaking this morning with Jim Buchan from Foxtel about the rise of documentaries over the last 18 months as the pandemic has taken hold. And when it does come to that side of things, the travel side of things, where does that rate? Is that as popular or are people just a little bit jealous that they can't travel at the moment?
No, definitely travel is up for sure. We can't travel, but we're certainly hungry to do that. And that's exactly what people are doing. Anything on travel's been rating really well. And these are the kinds of shows that people share. I think 23% it jumped the travel genre. And that's been really interesting to see. And audiences just like to, you know, dive deep on topics and subjects they like.
And do you think that that desire to learn about things is reflected by the way that people are starting to get into the documentaries? Because obviously a lot of people say that they like to travel to learn new things. Do you find that documentaries are not necessarily a cheaper way, but certainly a more effective way, given that people can't travel to learn about the world around them?
Definitely. Like, docos take a few years usually, or a few months at least, to research and shoot and then edit together. So you're getting a very rich amount of information and experience of that cinematographer who's gone to places. But you also get the access of all the regions, the experts there, and the opinions that they impart. So they're really a good way just to sort of do a bit of research even for when we can travel again. And that's exactly why in this time people are taking the time just to, you know, look at the factual side of things, the real world that they're missing out on.
So not just plan your next holiday, but learn at the same time. I like the message there. Jim Buchan from Foxtel, thank you very much for joining us this morning.
Fox Doco's launched today. Check it out.